Major arts institutions across the country are reeling after shutdowns because of the coronavirus. The Boston Symphony Orchestra felt the financial hit earlier when it canceled its February tour of East Asia. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how New England's largest performing arts organization is responding now that the outbreak is wreaking so much damage here.
Speaking from a quiet, nearly empty symphony hall, CEO Mark Volpe looks back to canceling the BSO's 10-day tour to Seoul, Taipei, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. He says arranging to take 100 musicians and staff halfway across the world required 2 years of planning and a lot of money.
You know, that was roughly a $2+ million event. It basically, you know, falls apart in a couple of days, you know, when it became clear that the virus was, you know, incredibly serious in China first.
Fast forward to now, when all BSO concerts are canceled through May 2nd because of the coronavirus. Volpe says the potential financial impact is still being assessed, but losses will be in the seven figures.
You know, this thing is happening so fast, and we have to see where we are with Spring Pops and Tanglewood.
According to Volpe, the nonprofit organization's annual operating budget is about $110 million. Like orchestras around the country and world, Volpe says the BSO is moving forward in uncertain times without a playbook. Ravaged budgets and scrapped seasons are preoccupying other Massachusetts cultural leaders, too. Volpe's been talking to some of them about Tanglewood, the BSO's summer home in Lenox, and its role in the tourism industry.
Everyone's desperate to know what we're going to do because we drive 350,000 people to the Berkshires every summer. That's their summer economy. It's a different kind of pressure.
Volpe's also been speaking with heads of Boston arts institutions about tough decisions that lie ahead. For now, staying connected and making music for audiences is critical for the BSO, Volpe says.
The season that took us 2-3 years to build, you know, has come apart. You know, that being said, we don't have time to, you know, sit there and woe is us, you know, because obviously there are a lot of people that are much more adversely impacted, and we don't want to be insensitive, and we got work to do.
They've just launched a series of daily online videos the musicians are self-producing at home, along with recorded archival performances. Volpe hopes this distance programming helps housebound listeners find some solace in chaotic times. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.